And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we thank you for your question this week, which is, I'm having trouble with my digestion. What can I do? Let us take a big step back here and think about, how are you digesting life? Are you allowing life to flow through you? Are you allowing life to be as it is, and your circumstances to be as they are, knowing they are always for your growth, your learning, your evolution? We see that the trouble with digestion is that you are stepping back or fearful of some things in your life which you are not in control of. You, dear one, are not in control of your life. Yes, you can do the shopping for the food you need and the scheduling of the appointments that you need and driving the kids here and there and all of the details of your life. Yes, but the bigger picture of your life, and this is true for every human being, is that God is in control. There is a design for your life, and it is ever unfolding, ever improving, and becoming exactly what you need and the path for you to follow in your life, in this human life. So what we see is that you are not allowing this idea to flow through you, that God is in charge, and you may release, and you must release, the gripping, the anxiety, the fear of the unknown. As you have these emotions passing through you, the gripping, the fear, the anxiety, it creates a chemical response within your body. That is what is making it hard for you to digest. It is not a physical something. It is not something to take medication about or supplements or anything like that. This begins with your emotional body. It is the emotional body that is being triggered with fear, worry, anxiety, concern. And when this happens, it releases a chemical within your body that is disturbing to the entirety of the digestion system. So that is what we ask you to look at. What are you not allowing to flow freely in your life? Yes, we understand there may be troubling relationships, or a job that is not that satisfying, or you're questioning about where your life is going, even. These are big questions, and they can be uncomfortable as you sit with them, and you are with them, and you are honest with yourself about what is actually going on, and most importantly, asking God, what is it for me to learn here, to see about myself? How can I grow from these circumstances and situations and challenges. This is digesting with God and the truth of your being what life is bringing to you, what life has intended to bring to you as your spirit requested before you incarnated into this realm. So as you straight arm or try to hold back and deny or walk away from these circumstances and situations that might be troubling to you, pause. Observe when you are trying to pull back out of fear and stay steady and with clear eyes and neutrality also, coming from a place of being neutral. There is no judgment. There is no guilt. There is no anxiety, no self-doubt. Coming from a place of neutral, holding hands with God and your spirit, ask these questions, and great truth and enlightenment will unfold to you, and you will find a peace. And this may be something that you need to do several times as you are continuing to allow the fullness of the picture and of the gifts for you in each situation. So do not be timid about this. And here is a great opportunity for you to have self-awareness, because often it is a knee-jerk response when fear comes up and then you pull back, and then your emotional body begins to pump out fear, lack, doubt, anxiety, and then there it is. It is released into your body and your digestion is upset. It is starting with the emotional body, not your physical body, these issues with digestion. We ask you to begin this exploration, awareness of your emotional body. And when it is running rampant and you are allowing this, and then you experience physical upset with your digestion, it will be a great learning for you and a great uplift for you also to do this work. We thank you for your question again, and we know that this is something that many human beings deal with and wonder about. So we are hoping that our answer is part of your healing and of healing for all. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.